Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks can force a Game 7 in this playoff series with the St. Louis Blues after an unforgettable double overtime win against the Blues down in St. Louis on Thursday night. They still have to take a win or go home attitude here into Game number 6, but tonight they'll hit the UC ice in front of the greatest fans in hockey who won't let them down. Down to center ice we go. Taves against Stastny on the draw, the drop of the puck, and Game 6 is underway. Also in behind the Blues net. Right to set up the right circle for Kruger. That's taken away by Shattenkirk. Then Shattenkirk coughed up the puck right circle. The center score! It's Andrew Ladd with a loose puck in the right wing circle. Snaps it past Brian Elliott for his first Blackhawk playoff goal since Game 6 of the 2010 Finals. It's 1-0 Hawks. Left wing corner, Weiss put it to the left point. Guy on Gustafson fires. Turned wide by Elliott, and then a wide open net for Desjardins. He shanked the puck in behind on his shot, and he's back behind the Blues net to get it. Desjardins flings it up the slot, picked up by the Blues. Steve Otto from the hawk line, down the left wing, put it across Scotty Upshaw. Shoots, he scores! So the Blues answer. Scotty Upshaw took a pass from Ott that originated from the left circle over to the right circle, and snaps it past Corey Crawford. The Blues have tied it up. Dean from the left wing board spins it back in behind the net. Stastny, right corner, sends it in front. Off the stick of one of the Hawks and wide. Brower's got it back top of the left circle. Sends it right point with Petrangelo. He fires. He scores. Crawford was screened in front of the Hawk net. I believe Jalmerson tried to block that shot, and it went by his right shoulder or beside his hip. It ends up in the back of the Hawk net, and the Blues take the lead. Now Jalmerson, the pass ahead for Marian Hossa into the blue zone is over his head. Bomeister clears it ahead. Here's Tarasenko, right circle, Hawk zone, shoots and scores! Vladimir Tarasenko took a pass that originated from the left wing side of the Hawk zone and rifled one into the top right corner past Corey Crawford. 3-1 St. Louis. The lad over the Blues line launches a shot from the high slot over the Blues net. Behind the net, Shattenkirk drives it around, not out. Panarin put it in front. Hossa shoots down to Zilli with a save, rebound, score! In front of the Blues net, Artem Anisimov got to the rebound and sticks it in behind Elliott. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks are back to within one of the Blues, trailing 3-2. Pass up the right side to Schwartz, standing in front of the Blues bench. He redirects it down the boards behind the Hawk net and then got on the bench. Jalmerson takes it. But a pass to Panik over the Blues line, left wing, hands it off to Taves to the front of the net. He left it there. He shot it. Score! Coming down the near side, it's Trevor Van Riemsdyk. A perfect setup by Jonathan Taves, and TBR put her home as first in the playoffs. We're tied at 3. Him off over the Blues line. Drop pass Panarin to the right wing corner. Fires a shot and hits Shattenkirk's stick, and he lost his stick behind the net. And now here's Panarin firing to the left side. Weiss shoots, he scores! Dale Weiss with his first Blackhawk goal. He snapped it into the top shelf past Elliott. Shattenkirk had lost his stick and could not defend. Panarin saw it and set up Weiss for the left circle. He snapped her home. It's 4-3 Hawks. Here's Kane dropping it down to the right corner to Taves. Behind the back pass to Kane, now in behind the Blues net. Now 19 seconds on the power play. Kane put it in front, Shaw shoots, he scores! Power play goal, Andrew Shaw back in the lineup. Rips it past Elliott. And with 3:07 left on the clock for the third period, the Hawks are looking down the road in a possible Game 7. It's 5-3 Hawks. The Hawks control. Then Riemsdyk behind the net. Spins it around up the far side. Not out. Kept in by Shattenkirk. Left point. Then he lost it. A long shot from the puck line. They score! An empty net goal. And this will put it away. Marian Hossa swinging it from the Hawk line into the empty Blues net. It's 6-3 Hawks with 2:20 left on the clock. And the United Center is up for grabs. We're headed to Game 7.